Pierce asks him the questions, see, but he shows no interest in the matter. He plays like a flimp or a dub buzzer or a mutcher. No interest or importance. And this is because he don't want the skipper to granny that a bone lay is afoot. Now, the skipper should have done. Well, he went to a lot of trouble on his account, and he could have put down on us to the Miltonians, and for a pretty penny too. But he hasn't the sense. Otherwise, why be a skipper, eh? This statement put the court into an uproar. When his lordship requested an explanation, Egger said with an expression of surprise that he had just explained it as best he could. It required several minutes of interrogation to make it clear that Egger meant that Pierce had pretended to be a flimp or dub buzzer, that is, a snatch pickpocket or low-grade thief, or a mutcher, a man who rolls drunks, in order to deceive the skipper, so that the skipper would not comprehend that a good criminal plan was being worked out. Egger also said that the skipper should have figured it out for himself and put down on them, that is, squealed to the police, but he lacked the sense to do so. This was only one of several instances in which incomprehensible criminal slang halted courtroom proceedings.
"I swear, Mr. Pierce," the skipper said, "I swear I never slept a bit."
"And the Jack never left except that one time each night?"
"Aye, and every night the same. He's as regular as this Jerry."
He held up his stopwatch.
"That Jack is."
Pierce thanked the skipper, paid him half a crown for his troubles, allowed himself to be wined and cajoled into paying an additional half a crown, and sent the man on his way. As the door closed on the skipper, Pierce told Barlow to worry the man. Barlow nodded and left the house by another exit. When Pierce returned to Egger, he said, "Well, is it a coupered can?"
64 seconds, Egger said, shaking his head. "That's not your kinchin lay."
"Not exactly robbing children." "I never said it was," Pierce said, "but you keep telling me you're the best screwsman in the country, and here's a fitting challenge for your talents. Is it a coupered can?"
"Maybe," Egger said. "I've got to practice the lay, and I need to call it close up. Can we pay a visit?"
"Certainly," Pierce said.